The Syracuse City School District is hoping to use technology this year to let residents have a voice in the budget-making process. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
This year's annual public forum on the district's proposed $470 million budget will be a little different. Suzanne Slack, the district's chief financial officer, says the district will be using an interactive program that people will be able to log on to from personal devices and have a say on spending.
So they can go in and say, I think you should put more money into reading and less money into math or science or athletics or whatever they want to, and adjust the budget lines up and down, and then also answer questions for us on things in the budget so that we get a better understanding of the community's priorities.
Unlike suburban or rural school districts, residents in the city districts don't get to vote on school spending, and Slack says this is one way to get more feedback from families. She says between 30 and 40% of the district's budget is discretionary, so there's room for priorities to be taken into account. Slack is hoping this added input can lure more people to come to the usually sparsely attended budget sessions.
I think a big part of this is really people getting together, sitting at a table with a group of your fellow citizens and talking about issues that are important to you.
The forum will be held Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. at Henniker High School. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.